DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I hope my computer works.
I'm sure
because I know everyone wants to hear what I have to say.
They do. Of course they do. All right, we ready?
So that we can get this moving along, let's kick this pig.
Oh, aren't you just Mr. Prepared? From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Modern Tailor. Experience the comfort of custom-tailored shirts. Design and take your measurements in less than 10 minutes and wear your carefully constructive, custom-fitted shirt. Check them out at moderntailor.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a trimming discount. I'm not really sure. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined by the Modern Tailor Free State. No, I'm joined from the Modern Tailor Free State by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I almost screwed it up. I caught myself. Damn you, turnip head, for missing.
I also had you in stereo for just a brief moment, and I caught it right before I said hello, Daniel.
Right. Yeah, a little inside baseball. I always just delete your first part.
You what?
Yeah, your first part, because you do that often. It'll be halfway through the theme song, and the theme song will be on your track that shouldn't be on
the theme.
I'll just silence it and everything. Yeah, thank goodness for Audacity filters.
It's always perfect. It's always perfect. What I send you is pristine audio.
You know, nobody even knows what we're talking about. You know what, yeah. Adam? It is Tuesday evening at 10:10 p.m. Congratulations.
Better than last week.
I know, very much better than last week. And of course, that can mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on pride48.com. So a big howdy ho to the folks in the chat room out there. We have Turnip Head. We have Brian, that blue jeans guy. We have CR Mags. We have DeAndre. We have IC Greg. We have It's All About Dan. It's All About Me, which I believe is Ed tonight. I believe it's actually Ed this evening, even though he hates me. He is there. Let's see. Kathy Bacon. We have Kingsley. We have Mr. Mike 1972. We have Q Sledge. We have Race Card Wisconsin, which I believe is RC. We have Ramble Redhead. We have Ricky Burton. We have RT for Supreme Creamy, who was our sponsor last week. We have the Supreme Intent Plus. We have Timmy Sims. And we have the Yellow Hat, which I don't know if he or she is related to the Orange Hat or not. But, either way.
So apparently, Mr. Mike in the chat room says that my audio over the stream sucks. Mr. Mike, you can download the podcast version of this lovely show, and my audio is pristine.
I think it sucks, or it just sounds like he's coming in over Google Plus. You know, because he is coming in, or Google, you're hearing my.
Hey.
Yeah, you're hearing my audio.
I am.
And then you're here. I could try to tweak it here. Let's see. What is it? Is he just too mid-rangey, or? What are you, Adam? Are you just
do you need a little more bass in your voice there, Adam? That's just a genetic problem. I can't. I don't know if you can. Well, there are snakes on the plane. I'm Morgan Freeman.
You do sound hot, though. And I don't mean that in
a
sexual.
Hot?
I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean, you're kind of like distorting a tad. Do you have the gain up on my channel or something like really crazy?
I forgot. Well, I can turn it down. I turned my mic up a little bit just so that I would get more. I would be on my recording because I've been a little quiet on my recording. But
right. Yeah, it's fine. You're fine. It doesn't matter. They can hear you. They can understand what you're saying. It's all right. And now we've wasted, a million
Stop
times.
It.
Stop it.
I turned the channel to you down just a hair. So maybe
there you go.
Maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Right. All right. So how are you, Adam?
I'm doing fabulous, much better than last week because my computer appears to be working.
That's awesome. Do you?
I went in and deleted every file that I could possibly delete to get the hard drive as clean as possible, and then I killed every process I could possibly kill to free up some random access memory. And short of, isn't that what it is?
Sure. I'm randomly laughing between the chat room talking about it, this being the tech segment, and the way we've reached the segment of the show where we bitch about the audio.
Right, exactly.
Right, you know, there is no better way. You know, we have a great intro to the show. We like go powering through, and then immediately we bore everyone to tears. That's excellent. Thank you.
That is not my fault. Mr. Mike, it's all your fault. Why are you boring people? I did want to say, first off, for those of you who were worried about my dog and wondering, I do not yet have a dog.
No,
I got an email on Friday night or Friday.
Did they give Sydney away to someone else?
No, but you know, I wouldn't have been surprised. So I get an email on Friday saying that that Sassy, well, I haven't named the dog officially yet, but anyway, that's the name the breeder has given the dog, had her vet visit so that she would be prepared to come to the open arms of Mark and Adam.
Yes.
And they found a hernia and some kind of umbilical something, an inguinal hernia and umbilical something or other hickey. And so I was a little bit worried because, you know, oh my God, two medical problems already. You know, she's only a puppy and, you know, what's going on? Is this indeed a puppy mill? You know, they've crossbred and, you know, bred things with things that shouldn't be and all this kind of stuff. And she said in her email, this is completely normal. For Shih Tzus, no big deal. The doctor has already taken care of it, but she needs another week. I don't want her to travel and stuff after just having some procedure done. And so I called my vet and you know, said, hey, is this normal? Is this indeed as little of a deal or whatever as she's saying that it is? And my vet reassured me that, yes, this is a normal thing. No big deal. If the vet didn't do a good job, we can patch it up, whatever. No biggie. So we decided to go ahead because the breeder offered to give me my deposit back if I didn't want to wait another week.
So you decided to wait.
But we decided to wait. The straw poll that we did is on Facebook, the Pride 48 group, and some other places. And so if you want to vote, you can do that. But
why didn't you make like a Bitly link to it with a word? You know, like bit.ly/ Adam's dog or something like that.
And well, maybe we'll work on that before the end of the show. But anyway, it's still there because we don't have the dog yet. So far, what's winning? Sydney is winning so far.
Sydney.
And I think second is Kylie, which was Mark's choice, and I hope it doesn't win. I shouldn't say that because then everybody will go vote for Kylie.
Right.
I'm trying to avoid names that sound too gay because my parents don't know that this is a joint dog. It's supposed to be just mine.
Right,
anyway.
And they will figure it out based solely on the dog's name. Adam, you are now on your second long-term roommate, which you share a house with.
He is my roommate.
And I assure you, your parents know that you're gay, okay?
Well, you know, it's funny because they still make these comments like my mom said
you know
the
what,
other
Adam,
day.
Adam, you're a 47-year-old man.
I am not.
Who lives with another man and has for quite some time. Yes.
My mom said the other day, you know, we started watching Modern Family and they do have a gay couple on there. But, you know, there's nothing really all that bad. I mean, they don't do anything sexual or anything like that, you know. And
right.
I'm like, I didn't even know what to say. So what would be wrong with you watching a show with gay people on it? And why would it have to have bad stuff on it? You know, so she makes comments like that that sound completely
exactly.
ignorant.
See, Kathy Bacon. Kathy Bacon. I can't believe after ragging on somebody from being able to read the other last show that I look down in the chat room and can't pronounce Kathy Bacon. But Kathy Bacon said that she's trying to get you to come out. She's exactly right. Your mom is hinting around trying to get you to just like fess up and just so that she can say, oh, thank God I don't have to pretend anymore. Is really what she's trying to do. You know, it's very stressful on her. It's very stressful on you. Just come out of the closet, Adam. Make 2014.
I'm not
the
in
year
any
to come
closet.
Out of the closet.
I just, you know, if they right. know, they know. Anyway, right. that's the dog update.
Excellent. So, go ahead.
We're going this Saturday, hopefully, if we don't get any. I emailed her today, and she assured me that the dog will be ready to go.
The dog will be ready to go. I'm sure
Saturday.
You will take more photos of it in that stupid outfit.
I'm not that we don't own that outfit. We will not. We will not be having any outfits.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Right. Except Mark says we have to take her trick or treating.
Oh dear goodness. Let's sort of red up here now. Yes. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and Jai Plus listeners. It's Bette Colleen, professor from Gilligan's Island. Professor Johnson has died at 89.
89. See, he dismounted, but why has it got 15 more seconds? It's got more. He apparently can't figure out exactly how to push the button. There we go. All right. It's a Canadian thing there. He had to fiddle around with it a bit. Russell Johnson.
Didn't he move recently or something?
He just doesn't know how to use the new equipment.
Maybe it's not a cell phone. Right. Maybe it's an actual, yeah. Like, you know,
I do notice
phone.
That, by the way, you should be glad that you don't have the dog this week because it is Shart Week and the dog might, you know, make a mess on the floor. But were you aware that this is Shart Week?
No, I thought you were saying Shark Week. That's this week.
No, it is Shark Week this week. What I was going to say was that the professor from Gilligan's Island did indeed die. Put a turnip head down there for the dollar to have the thing there with the who's he what's it.
And doing it right now.
Is this correct? We have no news stories tonight?
We do have news stories tonight.
But there's none posted here. All right. Good.
Yes, there are.
No, there's not. I'm looking on the Trello. News stories and it's blank.
You just deleted them.
I didn't touch them.
Oh, it's under tech stories. It's tech stories.
Jeez, I'm trying to like move the call over to a thing so that I don't play it again. That's all.
Oh, why anyway, am I moving that to after show now?
I don't know why you did that because I was moving after show over there to there. All right, fine. Just leave it. I don't want Turnip Head in tech stories. Turnip Head is not a tech story.
Okay, we got it. We got it fixed.
It's Shart
Week. A lot of shows, you have to buy tickets, you know, to see the behind the scenes stuff. We're just letting you see all the behind the scenes stuff in the episode.
All right, so here's the thing. There was another podcast. I don't know if you listened to it or not. It's called Big Fatty on the Tubes. Have you heard this show?
I have not heard the episode that you're going to talk about. I'm almost certain, but I do listen to that
show. It was a couple of episodes ago, several episodes ago. It was right after we recorded. So it's been almost a week now. And he was just begging someone to analyze his dream. He was just begging someone to analyze. I don't have the sound clip here. You can go back and listen to the Big Fatty Show.
What production value?
It is the best produced podcast in the podosphere. But here's the thing: he was baiting me, trying to get me to call in and analyze his dream because he kept. I wish I knew someone had a degree in psychology and then he talked about the dream. And let me tell you, right then I don't have a degree. I would, if I had a degree in psychology, I would just rip it up and just like throw it. It was the most fucked up dream that I've ever heard in my life. And if you haven't heard it, it all revolves around like 50 bags of meatballs. And if 50 bags of frozen meatballs and a flu shot. So
that's so specific. How does he know it's 50 bags of meatballs?
It was 50 bags of frozen meatballs and a flu shot. And, several flu shots. But it was just a fucked up dream. Let me tell you, if you want me to analyze that dream really, Fatty, let me just tell you right now, you're fucked in the head. That's the real analysis right there is that you sir, are messed up. You are just messed up. That's all there is to it.
Well, I don't have a dream for you to analyze, but apparently I was screaming in my sleep the other night. Mark, he said, I didn't know what to do. He said, first I just kind of hugged you and I thought you would stop. And then you didn't stop. You started up again. He's like, so then I kind of nudged you a little bit. And then I was like, boyfie, wake up. Are you awake? Anyway, I don't even remember. I have no idea, but I was screaming. Apparently I've done this 3 or 4 times during our relationship.
You've just screamed?
I was screaming, literally screaming in my sleep. I don't know what that sounds like because I've not recorded it. But
I think actually he has sent me a recording of this. Mittens did send me a recording of it. Here it is right now.
I'll ask him. I wonder if it's frightening, me screaming in the middle of the night. I mean, I'm sure he was soundly sleeping, and then I'm just like, I don't even know what I sound like when I'm screaming.
I just played it.
Well, I hope I don't sound like that. And why would I be singing, I Will Always Love You?
Because it's Mittens, and that's how he hears it. So here's the thing. I don't know why I just started that sentence with here's the thing, because there is no here's the thing. What I was going to
What's
say.
What's the thing, Daniel?
There's no thing. The I already forgot what the fuck I was going to say. I have to put up with Robert snoring, but that's...
Look
that's,
at the Trello.
I am. I'm looking over here at the Trello. Oh. All right, so the 50 bags of meatballs, I just didn't want to do it. So do you want to go in the direction of porn or in the direction of something that Leo said that was wrong? I'll let you choose.
Are we only doing one of them?
No, I'm just saying, you know, we could go either way right now. I just...
Well, let's go Leo first and then end with porn. Let's not... You know.
All right. Well, there you go. So there you go. A little teaser. We have some porn talk coming up. But because this particular thing is serious. And it's not like serious like, you know, tonight on a very special DI Plus. No, this is just more serious as in there's no real joke here. So Leo Laporte from This Week in Tech, of course, you know that Adam and I both listen to the tech shows over there. You know, on the This Week in Google show, he made this offhanded comment where he said, you know, well, streaming is the future of new media. I think everyone agrees with that. The streaming is, and I'm screaming at it. I'm screaming at my car radio while I'm listening to this, going, no, streaming is God. No, the streaming is not the future. It's like the, and so I wanted to kind of talk about that because it has long been my supposition that live is dead and that you cannot put the time shifting genie back in the box. It just isn't going to happen. And these people that believe, like Leo does, that we're going to be ushered into this new age of, you know, IP television where we're all just going to go back to watching live television and watching shows that come on at a specific time, appointment television, is not going to happen. The time shifting genie is out of the box and is not going back in. I mean, most of our listeners listen to us on downloads. We have a lot of lovely people that show up for our live streaming events in different, you know, different times, but the majority of our people listen, you know, of our listeners download the show and listen to it at their own, at their convenience. That is the beauty of this medium. And to try to make a statement that somehow live is going to be the future, I think that completely misses the mark. And I just wanted your, am I missing something here? And
no, absolutely not. And we have, what a lovely chat room we have tonight, by the way. It's brimming.
It's filled to the rim with brim.
Do you know that
reference, by the way?
Yes, it's a coffee commercial.
Oh, you are 47. Excellent.
But I'm gonna pull back another curtain here at Pride 48.
Yes.
If the chat room is to the point where you can't quite see all the names in the list,
yes,
that is full for us. Except for the Pride 48 event, which gets a lot more full than that.
Right.
But we have it's such a big list that some of the names are off the screen for me. But anyway, yes, I agree with you. I don't know, and I really don't know why he's trying to push the live so much because they get so many downloads. That's where they earn all their money. So I'm not really sure.
His comment was, well, that's slowly changing, or it's rapidly changing. I forget which way he said it, but I guess. Just to try to bring the audience here into the fold, you know, when we do our live streaming event in Vegas, you know, we get a lot of people that listen to it live, but the majority of the people listen to it later. There are a lot of people that listen to our live streaming events in Vegas live, but then there's a lot of other people that I know this because I have to maintain the page that has all the links, and I get emails like constantly the days after. Are you going to post the links yet? Are you going to? I missed yada yada. I want to hear it. And so
the people that come to the live event, they only come for the sex party.
Right. Well, that's a given.
That's it.
But no, I'm saying that, you know, there's people that are there that listen, but I'm talking about people that are not there that are listening. It's like a lot of people. And most people listen. I think since the advent of the TiVo, I mean, live is dead. Other than a big sporting event, which I don't watch. Or like some kind of big awards show where you kind of want to play around on Twitter or something where you're doing a live, you know, like snarking with other people while some big event's going on. What is the point of live, right? I mean,
well, I will say I love live and I like tuning into Twit and I like going to Pride 48 when I have time and I like being, you know, in the chat room and kind of seeing behind the scenes stuff and feeling like I'm interacting with the hosts and all that. But people are getting busier and busier and busier and busier. And the fact is, most stuff I just cannot tune into live.
Oh, I agree.
Because I don't have time.
I agree. And you know, like I love, you know, the chat room interaction that we have when people don't get me wrong. I love it that people show here, you know,
here.
Show up here. Yeah. But I understand if you're not. And it also, it annoys me, you know, that the barrier to entry, I think, is a problem. Like, for example, this past Friday evening, there's a little podcast. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called It's All About Me. Have you ever heard of that podcast?
I have.
Really? You have?
Yes.
Are you all caught up on their show?
Well, I listened to the very recent show. Yes, I have something to say about that.
Okay, great. Well, before you say something about that, I had planned on being there in the chat room, listening to them live on Pride 48 this past Friday evening, and Comcast, my internet provider, has decided that they don't want to listen to me. Because I have called them
too much.
No, we have this random outage where for exactly 1 hour and 10 minutes, our internet will die.
Right during It's All About Me.
No, it happens on like every other day at just a random time. And it's not like a set time, but it is always 1 hour and 10 minutes. And we call and we sit on the phone with him and whatever. Anyway, it happened right before It's All About Me. I was listening to it on my phone and then my phone started to cut out. And then I'm like, wait, why is my phone cutting out? And then I like hit the speed and then I had no internet and then I had to sit on the phone with Comcast. So I apologize to It's All About Me. I wanted to be there in the show. I really do apologize. I know Ed already hates me, but now Dan and Mark hate. Well, Dan pretty much hates me too. But you know, now all of them. I'm so sorry. I just gotta pick. Oh my God! Let's just go right here to this one. Hello.
Hey, this is Daddy Dave. Correcting something I called in earlier about Dave Madden, who played Reuben Kincaid on the Partridge Family, has died. His soul transfers. Goodbye.
Right. So Dave Madden, which, you know, at first I was thinking is that sports ball guy. What's his name? John Madden or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't him. It's Dave Madden. And you're absolutely correct. Reuben Kincaid, the manager of the Partridge Family, he died. He croaked, passed away. So there you go. Congratulations, Daddy Dave. You are the winner of the Dave Madden. So let's pop a entry into the drawing there for him and bump it up by $1.
It is now done. Oh, I was going to say something. I forgot. Oh, yeah. I was kind of confused because I was like, wait, Dave Madden. And I was thinking member of the Partridge Family. And I was like, wait, wouldn't his last name be Partridge?
Right.
And now I just caught the manager of the Partridge. So
correct.
So anyway, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. And Dave Madden was the actor's name, not his character's name. His character's name was Reuben Kincaid.
But it wasn't Reuben Partridge.
I was surprised. You know, there was something wrong on Gilligan's Island. Some kind of weird UV thing there, because you do realize that most of the cast has died from cancer. It's like you had Bob Denver, who died of cancer. Alan Hale died of cancer. The professor just recently died of cancer. Lovey died of cancer. Jim Backus died of AIDS. And then you had the only two left are Marianne and Ginger. They're still alive. They're almost 80. So.
See, I thought, wait, who was the one that was killed in that Helter Skelter murder thing?
That was Anne the Rest.
What? No, I.
What do you mean? Who was killed? There was no one killed in a helter skelter.
You know that helter skelter thing where they went in and there was this pregnant woman and they stabbed her up. And the guy's in jail now. That was the name of the group, the biker group. I don't know. You know what helter skelter? You've heard helter skelter before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes.
I thought it was one of the Gilligan's Island girls who was killed by them.
I don't think that's true. I do know for a fact that Marianne and Ginger are still alive. Dawn Wells and I don't remember Ginger Grant's actual name. Tina Louise is her name.
I don't know. Helter Skelter, Gilligan's Island.
Right. Now, Mags is telling us that Charles Manson was before Gilligan's Island, like way before Gilligan's Island. And It's All About Dan says, at least Adam is pretty. All right, let's
He said that before I made that comment. I don't know where. They killed somebody, and I thought it was a Gilligan's Island.
Right, bringing it back to our previous discussion, they killed live is what they did. All right, so I think we're all in agreement here that Leo is just insane. He's just on drugs or something.
I was going to say, I am busy, and my other thing is I don't want to start listening to a live show. And then, like, especially I listen a lot at work while I'm coding or whatever, but I get interrupted a lot. So I don't want to, if I'm listening to something live, I don't want to have to get up, be interrupted, and not know where they are when I go back. And then I want to hear the whole show. So that means then I have to download it. But I don't want to re-listen to parts I've already heard.
Right.
So it's easier just to download it, and I can pause it when I get interrupted.
See, now I tried to be sly on the Gilligan's Island thing, and the chat room called me out here. Yellow Hat is saying, I thought Jim Backus died of Parkinson's or pneumonia. He died of pneumonia, but I think that was a euphemism. No one actually dies of AIDS. They die of a disease that the compromised immune system doesn't.
Well, it's not a euphemism. He actually died.
No, but I'm just saying.
Pneumonia.
But I mean, but it was during the era where they didn't say AIDS or HIV. You know, they just like, oh, Rock Hudson died today of pneumonia. You know, it was just Liberace died died of, a bout with pneumonia. I think, it was probably pneumocystis carinii.
Anyway, so speaking of It's All About Me.
Yes. What about It's All About Me?
I was listening to, as soon as that podcast came out, buddy, I downloaded it and I was listening to it.
All right. So
the most recent one.
Can you hit pause for just a second? can you hit pause for just a second? I just want to say that RT Cruiser apparently asked in the chat room, he said, oh my God, how much a delay am I on? But last time I checked, Australia is about, 16 hours? 16-hour delay, I believe, is what you're on.
A lot.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In the time since, the show, the time it took the show to get to Australia for him to hear it, another member of Gilligan's Island has probably died.
He just said he set up a Google alert for Tina Marie and our Tina Louise and Don Wells. So
I was listening to the latest episode of It's All About Me, and they were talking about addictions. Apparently, there's a show about addictions on, I don't know, what's the Learning Channel or TLC, whatever.
Yeah, it's probably TLC, yes.
And this one, the one they were talking about, the woman was addicted to sniffing baby pee from her baby's diaper and chewing on the diaper, which is absolutely ridiculous. But then they were talking about addictions that they have, that each of them have. And I was thinking, what is something that I'm addicted to? So I'm not currently addicted to this, but
clearly you're not addicted to listening to It's All About Me.
So I listen just because I'm not always caught up. Doesn't mean I don't. Anyway.
You know what? We're teasing you, Adam.
Got me thinking. When I was a kid, and I don't know if I've probably mentioned this on a podcast before, but I don't know. But there was a brief period of time when I was a kid that I was literally addicted to eating dog food. And I loved it. I loved the taste of dog food to the point where, and my parents would scold me and don't eat the, and it was the dry kind, not the wet kind.
Right. The wet kind would just be gross.
And so I would literally go in and sneak dog food to the point where one day I go into the bathroom and I get the dog food and I'm eating it. And my dad comes in and he's like, son, what are you doing? And I put my hands behind my back. Both of them are full of dog food. And I'm like, nothing, and I'm like hiding this dog food. And I think at that point, he just finally was like, you know what? Whatever you want to do, just eat the dog. Whatever you want to do, just eat it. You clearly have dog food. Anyway, I don't know how long that went on, but there was a period of time that was my addiction. And it was one specific brand, but I don't remember what it was.
Young Adam couldn't tear himself away from the bag dog food. Even though his father tried, he found it too tempting to eat.
Is there a Dr. Drew celebrity rehab for that?
It probably is.
Something like that.
I think the one episode of that show and the addiction show that I saw was like the very first, hey, there's this new show called Addiction. So it was like a couple of years ago or a year ago when it premiered. It must have been 2 years ago when it premiered. It was a lady that ate toilet paper. She would just eat at work. She would go and take toilet paper and then just sit there and pick off pieces of it and eat it all day long. It was just,
I would rather eat dog food. At least that's actual food. I mean, it's for animals, yes, but it's made out of vegetables and protein.
It's All About Dan in the chat room has posted a photo here that might pertain to. Now, did you have any preferences to the shape of the, like, would you only eat the dog food if it was shaped like little fire hydrants or like a mailman or what was that? What were those stupid shapes that they used to have in the,
I wish I remembered what brand it was, because I only, if they got a different brand, I didn't like it. It was one, but I don't remember what it was, and I don't think it was shaped in any particular way.
In the chat room, of course, laughingly is asking, two-ply or quilted or whatever. No, she had, this whole science about it. I only eat this kind, and I go, and this is that the best one, and I like to buy this one because it lasts longer, and it's like, she had, this whole thing about what she ate about it. But, whatever. I don't want to steal their content from that show.
It wasn't. So I'm bad with names, and I don't remember which one of them it was, but one of them apparently ate paste and paper when he was young. So I don't know which one.
I have to find this here. This is what I wanted to talk about here, Adam. A high school senior in Florida turned to gay porn as a source of revenue in an effort to help his mom financially. Aww. A decision that has almost halted his graduation, according to numerous local reports. You want to hear this this sad story of porn and things gone awry? Here we go.
I've read it, but yes, go ahead.
Student allowed to return to school after he says he was kicked out for being in adult movies. Local 6 brought this story to you last night after 18-year-old Coco High student says that he was punished. Shelly Munez is live at the high school, and what's the latest?
Well, the student had told us that he was kicked out of Coco High School for his role in an adult film. The district told me today that's wrong. The investigation is now over, and Robert Marucci has been cleared. He's able to come back to school tomorrow morning, but there's still that lingering question. Why was he suspended in the first place?
This is hard-hitting news.
Robert Marucci is a senior at Coco High School.
He's a good person. He's AB Honor Roll. He's in a leadership program.
But it's what Melissa Lieb's son...
And he has a huge penis.
...does outside of class that she says got him kicked out of school, posing for an adult website.
And she flat out told me that my son was expelled. Not just suspended, he was expelled due to his explicit adult lifestyle career.
All right, so basically, just to spare you the rest of it, is Sean Cody, the gay website SeanCody.com. He performed under the name of Noel. So if you go to Sean Cody and search for Noel. Really?
So is that picture in the chat room, is one of those him?
No. Okay. I will post the link.
Well, I saw the photo of him in the news story.
Right.
In some news story I read, but he is blonde, so there is a blonde sitting on a brunette's dick here in this picture.
He is. The best, probably the best photocopy of, or the best thing without you actually going. Anyway, Fagalicious has a whole spread on it there. I just posted the chat, in the chat room there if you want to see it. Just Google search for Sean Cody Noel, and you'll find it. But, I mean, he's adorable kid. I mean, he's really good. But here's my question. Why is this a big deal? Why is this a big deal? You know, whether the school board is trying to say that, oh, well, no, it was very disruptive because, you know, once the student body found out that he was in a porno, that they were, you know, then they, it was just very disruptive and yada, yada, yada. But wouldn't the same thing apply as if he had a YouTube channel? Like if he had a YouTube channel and got 10,000 views or something, you know, or like, you know, had some kind of viral video or whatever. It's like, what exactly is the difference here? I mean, what he clearly made good money doing this, and you know, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't understand why they had a problem. I don't even understand what this has to do with anything. He's 18. He's not illegal.
I don't have a problem with it either. It's just that people are too, you know, up on their high horse about things, you know, whatever you want to say. People are so, they're filled to the rim with brim about, you know, they want to look like they're all moral and shit, and who knows what they do, but right. Behind closed doors. I don't know. I think it's fine for him to do that. And it's not like, it is not like that he went to school with the, you know, with the photos on his phone, like showing everyone.
Right, exactly.
Or, you know.
Right. Yeah, he used a nom de plume. And on top of that, that was his mother in the clip. That was his mother sitting there saying, like, my son went out and did this for me. And it's like, clearly she doesn't have a problem with it. It's like,
right.
What the fuck? So this all leads to just the, I don't know.
There is nothing wrong with me using a melon on XTube.
The only difference is this kid probably got paid, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 for a little clip there, and you got nothing.
I paid for the melon.
See, that was your problem, Adam. You didn't realize at 18 that you should have done this.
I was not as cute at 18, but yeah, I was a chubby little 18-year-old, but.
Anyway,
not
I just
that there's anything wrong with being chubby.
Whatever. All right. Now, speaking of being chubby, did you see the? You don't have HBO, so I know you didn't see this. But there's a new HBO show called Looking. Did you see this?
No.
So I watched.
We do have
it.
HBO, actually.
You do? So it just premiered the other night. I watched it, and theoretically, they're talking about how this is like normal. You know, oh, this is a show that features normal gay men. I hate that term, normal gay men, because I don't know what the fuck that means. It's like. People are sexual beings. There's straight people that are incredibly fucked up sexually, and there's gay guys that are, you know, incredibly fucked up sexually. Whatever. We run the gambit. It has nothing to do whether you're gay or straight. It just has to do whether you're like a horn dog or not, right? And
I like to look at it like this. Gay men can just get it more because men want sex, whereas women make it a lot harder for straight men to get it. Yeah.
Here's the thing. To me, it's more about the fact that this is media, right? It's like, do you really, really want a show about so-called normal? What these people that are upset about this show now, because there's gay guys that I'm reading, you know, on Facebook and online that are basically upset about this show. Like, they said they were going to be normal gay men, but look at them, they're all pretty and they're all like, you know, out trying to find sex and they're like, you know, having three ways and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm a fairly normal gay guy. Trust me. You would not want to see a show about my life. It would be really fucking boring. It'd be very boring. Oh, here I am going to work. I'm going to work now. I'm coming home. I'm going to cook dinner and let's feed the cats. And now let's watch TV. And it's like, it's an entertainment show, right? It has to do with, yeah,
right.
Of course you want to see people that are going out and doing things. Otherwise it would just be watching people sitting around, you know, playing video games on their computer. It would be boring. So
yeah. I like it. Donna Sugar says, no one wants to watch a show about four fat gay losers playing WoW and watching TV.
Sure they do. It was called The Cosby Show. Oh, shit. I meant to play this. Go! The news. Wow, that was like a total failure of technology there.
The cold weather has created an unpleasant trend on the CTA's red line. That would be in Chicago.
Really? I was unaware of that.
You just totally stepped on it there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
An unpleasant trend on the CTA's red line, human feces. A CTA spokesman.
No, the CTA is in Chicago. Did anyone find out where Ricky Burton was during this story?
I know.
Okay.
We didn't. Although he's had some free time recently, I think.
He's been crapping on the train, is what we're trying to say.
A CTA spokesman confirms there have been a, quote, handful of complaints about people using train cars as a toilet. The incidents are believed to be related to homeless people seeking shelter on trains in the extreme cold weather. And more cold weather is expected this week. Riders have been discovering the human excrement and have been forced to move immediately to other cars. Immediate. I mean, are they timing it?
They walk in. Oh, dear God, there's human excrement upon the floor. I must move.
You know,
immediately.
I doubt that the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, my God, human feces.
You know what?
It smells like shit in here.
Right. You know what? Ride a bus in San Francisco. All right. I have no sympathy for you folks.
It says the CTA inspects trains after each run and cleans up the cars as needed. I would hate to be the person that has to clean those. Security staff and experts from social service agencies are working to encourage homeless people to take advantage of shelters and social services.
Right. Now, I know on the MTA, which is the Connecticut, New York train, when we were going in, there was water on the floor that happened halfway through the trip. And the conductor lady had to come by and say, you know, it's an overflow of the faucet in the bathroom. It's clean water. It is potable water. It's like, it is not sewage. Right.
Anyway, sorry, I was reading the chat room. Oh, the chat room. It's great to have a live show. You just can't concentrate.
The chat room was talking about how, like, Donna Sugars is going to come and rescue Cocktails and Cream Puffs from their, like, spiraling.
Yeah, that's what
spiraling.
I was reading.
Yeah, they're like, Cocktails and Cream Puffs pretty much is just, like, spiraling downward. And now Donna Sugars is going to come in.
Have you noticed it's like
save,
a rotation save. Of hosts over there at Cocktails? I mean, mm-hmm. How Joey is treating his co-host so poorly.
I know. Yeah, she's like their ringer. They're bringing her in to save. It's like the network has sent in Donna Sugars to like bring some order over to that that hot piece of mess right now.
He asked for one too many green M&Ms in his green room right. Or whatever, and they're like, we just can't take it anymore.
There now, I didn't want to talk about this because, you know, we don't like to bad talk other shows. But Cocktails and Cream Puffs is now the number 7 show when you search for Cocktails and Cream Puffs on iTunes. I'm just saying.
Wah, wah, wah. Donna thinks Joey's going to be. He knows it's all in fun.
I'll read the next news story. Goddamn it.
Anyway. Mexico City. Dateline, Mexico City. Police in Mexico City said a drunken driving suspect stopped at an alcohol checkpoint was betrayed by his pet parrot, which told the police, quote, he's drunk. Investigators said Guillermo Reyes was pulled over last week at a routine checkpoint in the city, and officers heard a voice in the car repeating, "He's drunk, he's drunk."
Oh, I like Spanish that. You were doing the little the parrot thing and everything. The problem is that the parrot was Spanish. So can you do that in Spanish?
Es drunko. I don't know what the word for. Okay, Google. No, it's not listening to me.
Está borracho.
Está borracho. Está borracho. Police said they looked inside the vehicle expecting to find another person, but instead discovered Reyes's pet parrot. Reyes failed a sobriety test and was arrested on a drunken driving charge. The parrot was supposed to be taken away by animal surveillance brigade officers, but Reyes told them the bird is with him at all times and could suffer stress if separated. The parrot was allowed to accompany Reyes to jail.
Aww.
Serves the parrot, parrot. Right.
The parrot's going to be dead, parrot. It's going
to
be.
He had to go to. Oh, my God. Anyway, that's the news.
He's going to be it. Oh, and that's the news. Excellent. Let's. I think we have to move right on to the. Hold on a second. Here, flag on the field. Let's listen to this, shall we? Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, again. American actress Ruth Jacini.
What?
Second to last surviving munchkin from Wizard of Oz, dead today. That's three. Betty White must be safe. Bye.
All right. First of all, there was some kind of weird thing on her name. Like
Ruth.
Right? But, all right, I've said numerous times that the litmus test is that if you go out and say to somebody, oh my God, the professor from Gilligan's Island just died. Right. The second to the last munchkin from the Wizard of Oz died.
Well, I mean, you know, if you say their name,
but if you say what they're famous for, right? Like if you said the mayor of Munchkin Town, I would give it to you because he was the one that sang the Lollipop Guild. But the rest of the munchkins were basically just props. They didn't do anything. They sat there with the big sunflowers and they waved back and forth.
Well, yes. But, I mean, you know, it's the second to last, meaning there is only one more surviving munchkin. So I guess what you're saying is if the last munchkin
if
died,
it was the last
then,
munchkin died, or
the second to last,
or if you ate the last munchkin from Dunkin' Donuts, I would go either way there with the thing. So I'm sorry. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm leaving that up to Daniel Brewer.
To the last munchkin. Because you can't just walk up to someone and go, oh my God, the second to the last munchkin from Wizard of Oz died.
They did talk about it on Good Morning America. That's where I heard
about it. That's because it was the holidays and there's nothing else to talk about. That's the only, anyway, fine, whatever, we got this. Oh, wait.
Three, two, one.
Do we have birthdays?
Yes.
Oh, we have birthdays. Excellent. One. Oh, we only have one birthday? Well, it hardly seems worth it to play the music to do that, especially since I don't have it queued up.
Why don't you play the good one?
The good
not
one?
Not the slow one that takes 20 minutes. The legato, like 40 beats per minute or whatever.
All right. Like, you wanted the good one. There you go.
I'm so glad that's you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
It's the birthday segment. What do we got? What do we got in the old birthday segment?
Yes. Brought to you by...
Yeah, nobody.
Brought to you by the former hosts of Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Here's the thing.
Here's
the thing that I don't get. Right, there are no less than three people running for mayor of Squarestown, right? And none of them have sent in ad copy to sponsor either the birthday segment or the show itself. We would be happy to read the copy from any of you. All you have to do is just send us a copy to contact@dubiesanddin.com. We'll be happy to, you know, say, to read your copy, just like RT Cruiser did last week. By the way, is he the number one creamy? Has that over with? Do we know?
I don't think it's over with.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Hopefully they're not waiting for Donna Sugars to show up to read the name, because like on our show, she was late.
Yeah. And the winner is, oh my God, where's Donna Sugars?
She was out in the hallway she was out in the hallway blowing some, you know, teenager that did porn.
And I just want to say, Joey, when you listen to this, I am just joking.
Right. By the way, I didn't say Squaresville, did I? I meant to say Squareston. Squarestown.
I know they wanted too much money to renew their contracts, and you had to let them go. Just like Tom Merritt on Twitch.
Whatever. Just go. Move along.
So I'm moving along now. So our one birthday this week.
Yes. All right, this is Mama's Family? No. Is it Mama's Family?
It is Mama's Family.
Okay, yes. Good.
You seem to be kind of unsure.
I was trying to remember what the theme of Mama's Family was. So I think this is a repeat from last year. It is Vicki Lawrence. It's Mama, right?
It is not Vicki Lawrence.
It's not Vicki Lawrence. It's
I picked this one because, and I might have played this for Vicki Lawrence, I'm not sure. But I picked it because I didn't want to be too obvious.
All right, too obvious. So is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
It's the daughter.
No, it's not. Do you not realize whose birthday it was this last week?
No, I don't. Whose birthday was it this last? Was it Carol Burnett's birthday?
No, it was not Carol Burnett.
Then I don't know whose birthday was it this past week.
Okay, you can. If you really don't know, you can look at the chat room. They're screaming it at you.
Oh, it's Betty White. It was Betty White.
Betty White.
Oh, okay, excellent. Congratulations. I won.
Betty White, I believe she's 91 years old. My grandmother is 1 year younger than Betty White, and their birthdays are only a couple of days apart.
You know, fun fact, I think Vera Charles actually graduated with Betty White. They both graduated from San Andreas High School.
So let's see. Betty White is
class of 18.
She's 92. They're 92. 2 years apart.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow. You know, she is really doing good for 92.
She is.
Just putting out those TV shows like.
She is. She
I
is
think
making.
She'll be recording TV shows and she'll keel over dead in the middle of an episode.
She doesn't even get paid for them anymore. She's just like, no, I can't spend the money. Just give it to me and crack. It's like,
I have to keep acting whatever I do.
Right. You know what? I have the thing, but I. We got interrupted right here. Let's go right here. Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, guys. RC Cruiser, Supreme Creamy nominee. Been a pretty quiet week on the death phone since that hat trick on the 16th.
Yes.
But Stephen Frumholz, poet laureate of Texas, has died. Accidental discharge, apparently. That's why I masturbate regularly. Okay. Bye.
The poet laureate of Texas. What?
The poet laureate of Texas.
I think he has a book. I seriously think he has a book, what would it be? Inconsequential non-celebrity deaths or something? Or some kind of, I don't know.
He's got a Google News alert just set up for death. American death or something like that.
He's like, what is the most unimportant non-celebrity death?
Texas poet laureate. Can anyone read a line from one of his poems? Anyone?
Well, it's all about Dan says Stephen Frumholz was an American entertainer, singer, and songwriter who was selected as the poet laureate of Texas for 2007.
Again, anyone outside of his family, if you went up and went, oh my God, Stephen Frumholz has died, would be like, what? What? I'm sorry. You know what? We give RT a lot. We love RT.
They're talking about some votes for something. At least I have the person with the biggest cock voting for me. I don't even know what that means.
Well, the person with the biggest cock would be...
Well, I mean, I know what that means.
That would be you. So I guess you're voting for RC.
I don't. I'm just pretty.
It's not what
I'm not the biggest cock. That would be... Who is it that proclaims to have the biggest cock in the Pride 48 family? Probably Sater.
There you go. Probably Sater. So maybe Sater is voting for... I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Proclaims.
So thank you. Where were we at? Oh, we're in the birthday segment and we have to get out of the birthday segment. Jesus.
the secret is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Three, two, one.
Contact.
Excellent. The chat room is saying that Mike Lawson has the biggest penis. Maybe Mike Lawson is voting for RC.
Oh, I have heard someone saying that he has a big penis, but I've never seen it. So
I always took it like, you know, naming the fat guy tiny or whatever. Like, was saying that Mike Lawson has a big penis was just like, you know, a joke because he has such a tiny one. That was my thought. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I'm just one man.
I never saw it. Apparently, there were some people at Pride 48 that might have seen it.
Right.
But I was not one of them. So I don't know.
I only have an inch and a half.
He was really drunk. I, at the underwear party, I probably could have seen it, but I didn't.
There we go. All right, excellent. So what do we have in the old contact bucket here, Adam?
We have three voicemails,
Three voicemails. Let's get right to them, shall we? Let's get to the first one coming in from Miss Kathy Bacon.
Can you believe all these number one fan contests?
I know.
Oh, God, they're just so ridiculous. Zombie girl. Number one, what am I doing?
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
How's it going, guys?
Yes, it's going well.
I think
great.
The dog's name should be Sydney.
Sydney.
And, I won't tell you on zombies, zombie girl, PJ Ford, mayor.
Did she just say PJ? Did she just say zombie girl PJ?
PJ, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she just said PJ. Let's go back and listen to that.
PJ for mayor.
Everyone vote for PJ for mayor of Squarestown.
Who's this?
Right. I'm going to vote. I'm casting my support behind PJ for
PJ. It is
PJ for mayor of Squarestown. That's what we got there.
So we have a vote from Kathy Bacon for Sydney.
Kathy Bacon, also known as Kathy Bacon. I don't know if you knew that or not. Yes. I've heard it both ways. It's interchangeable,
so,
really.
So when you're asking questions, do you now say, okay, Kathy Bacon?
I do. You know, okay, Kathy Bacon. Next voicemail here. Let's go to it now.
Hello, young man of dubious intent, Adam and Daniel.
Yes.
I enjoy
Hello.
Very much listening to y'all.
Aww.
And anytime you want to use the term cantaloupalingus, please feel free and keep the episodes coming. Thank you.
Excellent. Blue has given us the endorsement there to use cantaloupalingus in case we...
Now, I have not been a regular listener of their show. Is there a reason that his name is Blue? I mean, that's the bear on Jungle Book, right?
It is.
So does that have anything... Did they ever tell his, like... origin story, like where Baloo came from?
If they did, Romo never posted it because he never put, you know what, here's the dirty little secret. Podcubs does a live show on Pride 48, and then a year or two later, Romo will post it somewhere. and not even on a website. He'll post it. He'll put it on a thumb drive and like leave it somewhere in Atlanta, and you have to go like on a scavenger hunt to find it, is all I'm trying to say.
Well, anyway, we love you. I love you.
It's Blue.
He's so nice. You know, when I met him, he is the nicest man I think that I've ever... I mean, you look at him and you think, man, he looks kind of scary. Like, he'd like beat you up in a dark
alley. He looks scary?
Not ugly.
Scary.
Just like scary. Just like, he looks so manly and like, you know, like he could just like punch my face in. Right. But then you go up to him and you talk to him and he is the sweetest, gentlest heart person.
He is.
That I have ever met.
And here you go. This just for you. You know, the Harry Connick Jr. is the judge on American Idol this year. I don't know if you knew that.
I know that.
Well, here you go.
Much better ratings this year now that Mariah.
Right, exactly.
And
right. Here's a little Harry Connick just for Blue.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Excellent. So thank you very much for the phone call, Blue.
I think that's now become his theme song. Every time he calls in,
we should just play the Bare Necessities.
We should play Bare Necessities.
There you go.
So, Blue, that's your, you had to call in more. I think that's the first time. Is that the first time he's ever called in?
I think it's the second time. I think he's called in once a long time ago. He might have called in for a death phone, to be
okay.
honest.
Okay. So, well, look, I appreciate the call either way.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much, Blue. You know, and if only this person had a theme song. You know, some podcast somewhere should really give this person a theme song, I think. It's like... No, she started this... See, she didn't even talk. And see, the joke was that that's a Kathy Bacon phone call. And
right.
after us giving her shit about not hanging up the phone, she called in and this is all she did was... And she still couldn't hang up the phone.
I don't know whether that was a mistake or not, but I laughed. So I had to play it.
Now, how did you know that that was Kathy Bacon?
I can see the phone number.
You can see. Oh, so you know Kathy Bacon's phone number. So we could just call Kathy Bacon right now.
I do know her phone number. And it also, there's only one person that calls from South Dakota.
Ah.
And Google Voice says South Dakota.
In fairness, I think she is the only person in South Dakota.
She may be. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever been to South Dakota.
It's so. Just her and the four people that run the McDonald's that serve the dipped cones. Anyway, thank you guys so much for the contact. We do appreciate. Do we have any? It feels like we had a comment. Let me get back to this.
So I didn't. I don't. That is your responsibility. Remember way back when you used to like read the Google Plus and all that comments and yeah. So.
I think we had a comment on the website. I think. That came in for, yes, we did. It came in from Michael Perry, who, it was an email, but it says, hi, Daniel and Adam, regarding your twit discussion, I think it would be fun to have replaced the missing host that like they would replace a sitcom character on TV. Just put a new guy in his place, but keep calling him by the same name. So just replace Tom Merritt with somebody else and just call that person Tom Merritt is what he's saying.
Sorry, read that again.
He thinks it would be funny to replace the host on Twit on Tech News Today with another person, but call him the same name, just like a sitcom. Oh. You know, just replace Tom Merritt.
Oh yeah, with new just guy. Don't let us know. Don't let us know at all. Right, just a completely new person, and yeah.
Also, the original contract he made with the network should have had a non-competition clause. It would have not allowed for the host to do another tech show anywhere else. You know, here's the thing about new media, though, is that you know Tom Merritt was brought there because he was the host of CNET's Buzz Out Loud, so he already had a big audience with him. So Twit is, you know, at the time was a smaller network, and so they couldn't really say, oh, well, you come here and sign this non-compete. But reading between the lines, that's actually why they let him go, is because he wanted to remain an independent contractor, and they wanted him to be exclusive to Twit. And they did not want him to do things with other networks, and he did not want to do that. And that's actually where the rub came in, because Tom has now actually spoken up on some of that stuff that he was not asking for.
Oh,
where
did he speak up? I haven't heard that.
It's on Google Plus. I'll send you the link. But he was not asking for more money. He wanted the same amount of money he was making last year. He just wanted to be treated as an independent contractor as opposed to a exclusive employee.
Well, you know, I can understand both sides of that because they wanted someone that was a Twit person who was running the news department, who was coming up with new shows for Twit, who was on board with Twit. And by saying you want to be an independent contractor, it's kind of like saying, well, I want to keep the toe in, but I'm not going to fully commit.
Right.
You know, so I can understand both sides of that. I mean, if he's saying he wants to be an independent contractor, he's saying, I don't really have full commitment to your network. I don't know. Anyway.
So thank you very much, Michael Perry. We appreciate that. And thank you for all the phone calls and the emails this evening.
So we did have one more comment. I don't know how you missed this one. Gravita said...
Then I can't... Then take that back. Take that ending of the contact segment back.
Sorry. He says on the Tom Merritt's old show on Twit, is that like Dubious Intent changing to DI Plus?
Yes, so. It is exactly that. We replaced Alden with Adam and everyone hated it.
3, 2, 1.
I should start talking like this.
Oh, you're going to make an Alden joke.
Daniel.
You're going to make an Alden joke. That's obscure. That is like an obscure joke. Like half the people don't even know who Alden is. That's how
I wasn't making an Alden joke. Alden didn't talk like that. I was saying we're saying that the new guy over at TWiT can't read from a teleprompter.
Oh, I see. I thought you were...
No, Alden, I don't think Alden talked slow like that.
I thought you were being like really esoteric with your jokes. Now I'm just kind of disappointed with you. Thank God. Sorry. Thank God you're pretty. That's all I got to say.
You know, unreal expectations of me or unrealistic expectations. I don't know.
All right. Adam.
Yes, sir.
It's okay to gay. Dubious Intent was written, recorded, distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI plus. Shit. It's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. Contact at dubiousintent.com. It's cold here. I don't know if you know that we're like getting like
It's cold here.
We're like getting 8 to 10 inches of snow this evening.
I think 8 to 10 inches is always good.
No, this is 8 to 10 cold inches, and it's not good. It's very, very cold here. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate it, and make sure you check out all the other fine shows on Pride48.com, including It's All About Me. Listen to them. Every sixth Friday or something like that. I don't know. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
This is Daddy Dave calling us in at Russell Johnson, the professor from Gilligan's Island. Is dead at 89. You guys are so fuckers. Bye.
Hello. This is Tom from Houston calling the Dubious Intent Plus Celebrity Death Phone. Russell Johnson, the professor from the television show Gilligan's Island, has died. So, Russell Johnson. Right.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Treasure again, 5 minutes later, or 2 minutes later. It is a busy day. Russell Johnson, the professor from Gilligan's Island, also dead today. Bye. Oh, just in case again, Betty White.
Hi guys, it's Brian and Danbury again. Second phone call of the night. That Russell Johnson, a.k.a. the professor from Gilligan's Island, died today. Dead. As Adam likes to say, dead. He died. That is all. Bye.
I'm sure I'm not the first to call in Russell Johnson dead, the professor from Gilligan's Island, at 89. Hello, they're dropping like flies today. Okay, it's bacon.
Hi, Adam and Daniel. This is Joe in Dallas calling with the sad news that one of my first crushes ever, Russell Johnson, the professor on Gilligan's Island, he passed away today. It's sad. You all have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hello, this is Michael Vine, the Good Humor Penguin. I'm calling on the celebrity death phone. Russell Johnson, who was the professor on Gilligan's Island, died of kidney failure at age 89. Again, it was the Gilligan Islands professor passed away of kidney failure at age 89, and his name was Russell Johnson. Again, Russell Johnson. All right, I will talk to you soon. Take care, Daniel and Adam. And it's the Michael Fine, the Good Humor Penguin. Catch you later. Bye.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser ringing for the celebrity death phone. Dave Madden from Partridge Family played Reuben Kincaid, dead. It's been a quiet week. Let's hope they keep rolling in. Just in case, Betty White. Bye.
Hi guys, it's Brian from Danbury. Calling to report to the death phone that Dave Madden, a.k.a. What's his name, from the Partridge Family, died. Yes, Dave Madden. Reuben Kincaid from the Partridge Family died at the age of 82. He will be missed. He was such a dancer and a swinger. Bye.
Hey, the Partridge Family dead. Dave Madden dead. 82 years old. And he died in Florida, you know, which is probably better than dying in South Dakota or North Dakota because it's freezing cold and windy. At least that was a plate going in the sink. Anyway, at least it probably was warm there.